The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray, from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa. Here we are.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood, huh, Risa? I'll tell you.
It is. I love Southern California weather. It is just beautiful. Did you see those people? -3, -6. What's wrong with
I was
with
about
those
to say,
people?
Should we have a guilty feeling here or what?
Oh, no, I mean, no. They should be guilty for just staying there.
Well, I'll tell you, you wake up on January, February, and it's just the same old boring 75 degrees. It's amazing out there. But a lot happening, a lot in the news, and a lot of stuff going on, Reith. The big football game, I don't know. I think Reitha was probably front row at the game. I don't know. Did you go there? No, I don't think so.
It was -6 degrees. Are you kidding me?
Can you believe the clothes some of those people were wearing? One guy had no shirt on. A lot of people had short sleeves. I don't know. Am I missing something, or did they have a big heater over the whole dome?
Well, the dome, they were at least inside, but there was a sportscaster, Mario Solis, on Channel 4, who just refused to wear a hat because he didn't want to have hat head. And he was out there freezing. His face was cold, but his hair was perfect every time he came on the air, I got to say.
And people were waiting in line. And well, I guess it's worth $3,200 a ticket. What the heck? Maybe we should start charging that. But
different strokes for different folks. But I'm going to talk about that as my hot topic. So let's go to hot topic.
Let's move into hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, you know, it's said that there are three kinds of people that watch the Super Bowl. Those that watch it for the game, those that watch it for the commercials, and those that watch it for both. Well, I haven't watched the Super Bowl probably in 20-some-odd years. I gave up on it years ago. However, I made up my mind I was going to watch it this year, and I have to say it was well worth it. It was a very exciting football game. Both teams played wonderfully. I was amazed at how it went back and forth, and it was really an exciting game. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the commercials. They've been having contests on some of the shows of which was your favorite commercial. I don't know that I was overly excited about any of them. I did like the Danny DeVito with the M&M commercial, and I did like the rap battle. So those I thought were kind of cute. Overall, though, I think I miss when they had the Doritos contest, because then they would have the top three Doritos commercials that were made by novices, and those were always good. But the commercials were good. The game, like I said, was really great. I was really excited. I said I was pulling for the Patriots, but really I was for the Eagles, because I'm really always for the underdog. But I always know that whoever I root for, that's who's going to lose. So I said I was rooting for the Patriots, but I wanted the Eagles to win. So I'm glad the underdogs did win. Like I said, it was an exciting game. The halftime was great. I love Justin Bieber. I hated that outfit. No one, I have not heard one person talk about this outfit he had on. It was just way too much of whatever it was. I couldn't for the life of me figure it out. I have listened to Man of the Woods, his new album, or whatever they're calling it now, that's out now. I'm going to have to listen to it some more. I'm glad he did a lot of the old stuff. The whole Prince thing, I don't know. Some people were upset. It wasn't a hologram. It was just a projection of Prince. I don't know. It didn't bother me. It didn't offend me. I could have lived with or without it. I love Prince, though, don't get me wrong. And Pink did the national anthem with the flu. My hat's off to her for doing it with the flu. I think she probably would have been a little bit more on point had she been totally well, but she was still good. All in all, I enjoyed my Sunday afternoon. And your hot topic, Jim?
Well, just follow up, Reed. The 2018 Super Bowl Vince Lombardi Trophy, as Reed said, goes to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's about time. They beat the Skeptics and New England Patriots to win the first Super Bowl victory for them, 41-33. You know, that's kind of cool, you know. Many thought the Eagles would defeat, you know, they would take it because, you know, they have Tom Brady and everything at the helm. But that's not what happened. And they took over the skepticism and wound up with a victory. For your information, add a little bit here. You figure if you want to fight, you got it, guys. If you have a want to do a little commercial, this is the place to run it, because it's going to cost you, figure $5 million for a 30-second spot. Okay, if you wanted to see the game in person, like I was mentioning, Reed, you're talking about, well, the StubHub.com said they were getting about $3,100 a person. How many people watched it? Usually 100. Million people tune in to either watch the game or the halftime. Bill Belichick takes the blame for his Patriots loss, saying the Patriots missed a lot of opportunity on offense in the first half, and the defense couldn't set up what they needed to stop. You know, what are you going to say? All that work to get there, but hey, they made it. They made it to the Super Bowl. The White House decided to release the documents, you know, regarding the investigations for the elections. And I have actually a letter for you guys. I'll read real quick. The Honorable David Nunes, Chairman, White House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Dear Mr. Chairman, on January 29th, 2018, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence voted to disclose publicly a memorandum containing classified information. So there you go. The Constitution vets the president with the authority to protect national security. So it's been looked over. I'm not going to read it all. There's too much here. But China backs it boasts of a new era with patriotic movies, rap music. The party is pushing China's global ambitions through both words, actions, recent blockbuster movies, TV shows, and even rap music have taken on the pro-China zeal. Paul Simon, guys, out there in the baby boomer world, he's to retire from touring. The infamous singer-songwriter said Monday he was retiring from the road, and this spring, well, that'll be it, guys. The farewell tour will be his last. So if you want to see Paul, this is about it. And as far as Elon Musk saying he's sending his Tesla Roadster up into space, well, Musk said it was just not to be. He just kind of basically made it up. So what can I say, Rafe? You know, he was going to send his little car up into space, but he might as well keep it down here because the gas is probably going to be a little cheaper, $3.30 a gallon on average, but they say it could be edging up to $4 a gallon, which is going to keep people home, you know. Of course, in your car, I think, what do you get, about 75 miles a gallon?
I don't have an electric car because I have a little car. People think it's electric. It is a gas car. It gets more mileage than my truck. That's the best thing I can say about it. And that brings us up to our first commercial, I think.
It's commercial time.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With a billion-dollar relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Gulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Yes, indeed, folks. And I'll tell you, Reese, talking about a lot of buzz with a capital B, March 24th at the, Eric's birthday over at the Business Expo mm-hmm. Center. Boy, I'm not going to get into it right now. We'll talk about that, but it's a who's who. But anyway, we've got a very special guest coming on today, and this gentleman actually made a difference in World War II. He helped develop a radar system. And so he's an electronics engineer, and he was the developer of the medical alert and also the founder of the Better Visions for Children. And I think he's somewhere in his 90s, but he was also in a total car accident, which when I say total, it totaled out his vehicle. And he's a little stiff today. He's going to talk to us. His name's Tom Cataldo. And he's going to be so happy with me because I pronounced his name right. Tom, you on with us?
I'm here.
There he is. What do you think, Tom? Did I get that name right?
You got it right, man.
There you go. Well, Tom, you're on with Risa Gray, Betty White's co-star, Risa Gray. Risa, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
You are fine, and I know you are absolutely one of Jim's favorite guests.
Oh, yeah.
Say that again. I didn't quite catch that.
You're one of my favorite guests, Tom.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I tell you, Tom is he's an inspiration for us because he just keeps going the Better Visions for Children scenario with his eye test kit. And at his age, he just keeps pushing. But he was slowed down a little bit. Tom, what happened? He slowed down the other day with somebody bumping into you, right?
Oh, well, it was more than a bump. The car was totaled out. I mean, really totaled out. We were in the middle of a sandwich on the road out there. We had parked, the light was red. It was a car in front of us. They had stopped there. We had stopped a reasonable distance behind it. But the fellow came up behind us, didn't see the light of something. Maybe he was on something. And really, really hit us. I mean, really hit us. And shoved us up into the other car. And unfortunately, the airbag, which should have deployed when we hit the car in front of us, didn't deploy, and I wound up against the dashboard with a bang up there, and I was bloody, and I was out of it for a little while. But I'm here.
You got banged up. You got banged up. And, Tom, I was mentioning to Aretha, and she follows history a bit, but going back, way back, even before Reese and I, you were in the Navy in World War II, and you have helped develop a situation that actually Britain was working on regarding radar, and you helped improve that to help win the war, right?
Yeah, well, that was all done at MIT's radiation laboratory where I worked and went to school for a couple of years. We not only perfected it, we made it usable on submarines and surface ships and aircraft also. It helped the Air Force to do a better job of bombing in Germany because they didn't have to come down below the cloud level, which they were doing, and they were getting killed doing that. They could bomb precisely using Loran. It was Loran that helped them with this.
Yeah, Loran. I remember that, yeah.
Both of those things at MIT. And anyway, they were able to do that without getting shot down. But in the Navy was using celestial navigation, believe it or not, on the North Atlantic route, which is very critical because we were shipping all the stuff that Britain needed to stay alive, and we were losing big time to the U-boat fleet. And I happened to be on one of the boats.
Well, when you talk, let's hit them with a little stuff here, Tom. You mentioned some numbers to me the other day. We were talking about losing almost 600 ships a year or something, right?
In 1 year, yeah. And they were shipping. They were sinking one-third of our ships in the first 2 years of the war, I mean, both the naval vessels and the Liberty ships, until we came up with the Loran system was the thing that really saved our lives over there because that enabled them to navigate properly and know where they were. But it was pretty dicey before that happened. I was on one of the ships.
All right, let's go back to when everything was just moving along and Tom Catalgo is out there doing his thing. What was going on with you? What were you doing when all of a sudden you looked at a newspaper, you heard on the radio the Japanese were bombing Pearl Harbor, and, hey, all of a sudden we're at war. What was that like?
Well, it was just everybody remembered in those days where they were. It was a major, major thing, and we all went out and volunteered to get into one of the services. I did that. I tried to get into the Coast Guard, but I couldn't get in there because my eyesight was pretty bad. You know, I had amblyopia from birth, you know, and that left me with just one eye. So I tried again to get in. I remembered the charts that got into the Navy with the one eye, but I lost vision in most of the other eye because I didn't have any depth perception. I had an accident while I was in the Navy because this is what happens when people think about lazy eyes. Not lazy eye, it's blind eye for life. And that's what I have. That's why my life has been made so difficult, because you have to have two eyes working together to have depth perception. And
we're going to go in this. We're going to go in this in more depth. But just real quick, you also were the founder of Better Visions for Children, and there's a lot of the young children, the infants that are having these eye problems. And with your test kits, like I said, we're going to go into this totally in more depth. But you're still working with that at in your 90s today. You're still pushing the Better Visions for Children.
Well, yeah, the kit, Jim, this is going to be a lifesaver for, literally, for millions of kids out there, and especially in these low-income areas of the big cities like L.A. and Chicago and so forth. But in some of the third-world countries, we're already into Mexico, have been there for quite a while with this, and now in Kenya with this home test kit, you can, for the first time ever, you can check your own children at home, this test kit, and test for amblyopia, lazy eye, and retinoblastoma, which is cancer on the eye, on the retina, which is deadly by age three or thereabouts. And this happens after they've removed the eyes. This is a typical scenario.
Yeah, and then you're still working with that today, and this is going to be a life changer for a lot of people. And I totally want to get into this program.
When they do the test, though, where do they go to get help once they know that there's a problem?
Thanks for that question, Risa. They can go no matter where they are with the test kit and with the documentation of what they found when they tested their kid to almost any medical facility, anywhere. And with a child, they'll never get turned away. You know, we've been at this 33 years. I've never had anybody tell me they couldn't get their child taken care of once a problem was identified. This identifies the problems, and we have an instruction sheet that goes with the kit that says, take this information to any medical facility, no matter where you are, and you will get your child looked at by an eye specialist of some kind, rather than have the child just die of eye cancer or go blind.
That's awesome.
Now, we're doing
this
in Africa. We're doing this in Kenya, Africa now.
Yeah.
I've been to Kenya, and they have so many health problems. They do have some medical facilities. But
they do.
Not
they
enough.
Do. All countries do. It's just that, you know, with this kind of a problem, you don't know what's going on. The children don't know what normal vision is. And we can use it. By the way, this test can be used with pre-verbal children. The earlier, the better.
Oh yeah, and we want to. I want to get into more of the Better Visions for Children, and I'm working with you on that. But for a limited time, just real quick, Tom, you also somewhere along the line decided that somebody fell down, and you found a way of taking care of that issue by developing the medical alert "Help! I fall, I can't get up" thing, and you put a lot of time and energy in that, and came out with this lifesaver.
Yeah, well, that happened to my mother back in Boston, and I went back there to see if I could find something that would help her. She was lucky to have some neighbor find her lying on the floor. And my brother, who was kind of a wise guy, said, well, you're an engineer, go back and design something, because I couldn't find anything. And I did that, and I got it on the I tried to get the FCC approval, which I couldn't get. I had to go to Australia to get the approval down there, which I got in 3 days. It took me 3 years here to get it. And once I got it, then, of course, it opened up all kinds of beautiful things. I suddenly became I went from being in the hole for about $500,000 of my own money trying to get this thing approved to where I was pretty well off after I sold it off.
Well, Tom, we're out of time, but to give us the information to contact you for Better Vision for Children.
Yeah, the best way to contact is first go through the website, which is bettervisionforchildren.org. The four is not the number four, it's F-O-R, bettervisionforchildren.org. And my number, and I appreciate anybody interested, give me a call, 714-637-4034.
Well, Tom, you're definitely a good example for a baby. But well, you're a little bit past baby boomer, but it goes to show you know, you don't have to stop and slow down and retire. You can keep going. Thanks for coming on, Tom. We've had you on before. We'd like want to have you on again, and we'll be seeing you at the event March 24th.
I hope so.
You'll be one of our. But I want you to go get checked up because I know you're all stiff from that accident. You got to stay on top of that stuff.
Okay, well, thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Tom.
Bye-bye now.
That kind of gives us motivation to keep going, huh, Reese?
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, one of the commercials on the Super Bowl yesterday was for an assistant. I think they call them digital assistants, but Google has one, Amazon has one, Alexa. The commercial was for the Alexa. They both use a lot of the same things, and I got to tell you, for us baby boomers, they're really wonderful. Now, you may need to get your grandchildren to set it up for you, but they're actually great. You can get just a little one that's just a little dot, or you can get the Amazon Echo Show, which is, I said its name and mine made a noise. It hears everything you say, though. It's really funny. You can get the show. You can get several different versions of it, depending on what your need is. And it has all kinds of things that you can hook up to it. It has light bulbs, so you can tell your light bulbs to come on, to go off, or to even come on just 10%, 20%. 50%, so you can change the colors in the lights in the room. They have plugs that you can plug anything in. I can tell my Alexa to turn on my fan. I don't have to get up. It's wonderful for turning on the lights all over the house. So if you're in the bedroom, you forgot to turn the light off in the kitchen, you don't have to go in the other room or downstairs. You just tell Alexa, turn off the kitchen light, and it turns it off. You can have wall switches. Replace your wall switches. So your hall light, you leave your hall light on, you can tell it to turn on or off. It doesn't matter if it has 10 bulbs in it. It'll turn them all on and off at the same time. It has all kinds of things. My favorite is the remote control for your television. Now, there's several different kinds depending on what kind of TV you have or which attachments you get, but I can tell my TV to turn the channel, and it'll turn to Fox News or to CNN or to NBC, whatever I tell it to turn to. I don't have to get up and do it myself or look for the remote. How much time do we spend looking for the remote? You don't have to do it anymore. Just talk to your personal assistant. There's all kinds of things. They even have booklets that have like 999 tips and tricks on how to use your personal assistant, which I haven't read all of it yet, but it's all kinds of things that you can do with it. So you might not need it right now. You might not think it's like, oh, that's way too James Bondish for me. But I'll tell you, as we get older, we need more and more conveniences And, I mean, you can tell it to close the garage door. There's all kinds of things you can do with these personal assistants. So on the commercial yesterday, they said Alexa had lost her voice, and then they replaced it with celebrity voices. And it was really hysterical because one guy said, play country music. And Cardi B refused to play country music and started playing rap for him. Now, trust me, Alexa doesn't have that much of a mind on her own. But I can tell her to play Justin Bieber. They will. So that's my tip for the day. Go get one of them, whether it's a Google one or whether it's the Amazon one. They all work great, and they're wonderful as we go into our golden years.
And okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
They say our golden years. Yeah, I'm still looking for that gold. I don't know. It's got to be around here somewhere. But anyway, I'm talking about small business. Okay, so small business insight. If any of you out there are planning to start or have started a small business, remember, be resilient. If things don't go the way you planned, just keep on the path. And if the path is not quite working, you can alter the path a little bit. Do your studies to move forward. A plane takes off from New York. It lands at, say it lands out here at LAX. Well, it probably may have went off course a little bit, but it winds up hitting its target. I'm going to give you five challenges facing your small business article I found on Investopedia. Client dependence, and that's one of them. If a single client makes up more than half of your income, you are more of an independent contractor than business owner. Money management, having enough cash to cover bills is a must for any business. Fatigue, many business owners work much longer hours than anyone else. If the owner is not rested, they can wind up making rash decisions. Number four would be founder dependence and their absence of a business function. And then balance, quality, and growth can keep you up and are you ready to grow and accept new business? See, all of a sudden a big deal comes in and you have a machine shop and you're making cabinets or something. And you get an order for $10,000 all of a sudden. Well, you got to get ready for all kinds, you know, depending on how you advertise. And here's just six in a way, just a little brief for you guys, how you can attract some new customers. Have friends with benefits. Cover all your bases, TV, radio, social media, etc. Rely on data, collecting and analyzing your data. Always listen in an environment full of gimmicks, teasers. Consumers are looking for products and services that embrace honesty. Go smaller to get bigger. Viral marketing has more value than ever, and nothing gets more customers than a good product. You know, you got that little restaurant out there, hardly advertises at all, places packed. That's because the people that went in to eat, they left and told everybody about it. So have a good product. So we've got so much stuff, but guys, but I'm going to call it a day with that, and we're going to move along here to our very special portion of the show with our very special Carmelita, Carmelita's Corner.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulu's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. I'm excited. Remember that song, I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters? Well, I'm excited because I have two for the price of one. I have Gail Gibson and Denise O'Brien. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Good morning, yes. Carmelita. I'm so excited, too.
Okay, we can do a little dance now, too. Anyway, we've got good reason to be excited. We have the most amazing man in entertainment, in Hollywood, in Beverly Hills, that we will be honoring with the event that he's founded and produced 9 years. And I stand corrected because I thought that Denise and I were the first group, but now she's informed me that actually, you know, that the event had started a little bit before we were honored, which was in the year of 2013. At any rate, Gail, I commend you for picking up the torch. You have big shoes to fill, and I'm sure you're going to do it well. And I'm sorry. Can you tell us how you got involved with Jarvey?
Yes, I met Jarvey over 30 years ago. I was an 18-year-old skinny, scrawny little kid, and he, my aunt saw an ad in the newspaper advertising for the Miss Inglewood contest. She says, you're getting ready to go to college. You really need that money. You need to go after that scholarship program. And so I entered Jarvey's pageant, and I was one of his first queens crowned. I was the first African-American Miss Inglewood back in 1981. And so our journey began many, many, many years ago. And I did not know back then, you know, all that I know now about him, because back then he was our big brother. We looked up to him. And, you know, whenever he and his sisters would arrive on the scene, we would always say, that's the executive director. Oh, that's, he's coming with his sisters. Oh, those are the well-dressed ladies we want to be like. And so it was a really, we stood in awe of him and all that he would do. And he took us to compete in the Miss California pageant back in that year, Miss California USA pageant, and there weren't very many African-American men involved in the pageant system, and he was, and he protected us. He guarded us like a big brother, and so I owe a great debt to him. And so when he asked me to take on the Lady in Red and complete it for this year for him, I was overwhelmed and honored, first because he made me an honoree for this year's 9th annual MMPA Lady in Red. And so we want to present on this coming Sunday a program that honors and blesses him, because he was Mr. Hollywood. And long before anyone started talking about diversity and inclusion in Hollywood. Jarvey Elton Hutcherson spearheaded that campaign, and so I want the world to know that we should honor this great man.
Absolutely. And, you know, my journey with Jarvey goes back quite a ways also. Of course, I'm dating myself, but I was involved with Vonnie Hilton Sweeney's pre-Grammy Gala 2 years after she first started it back in the early 80s. And on the third event was when I was invited to get on board. She wanted me to be involved, and I jumped in with all 4 feet. and at that point during those years was when Jarvey came on board as a florist when we had the event at the Variety Center downtown. And we had 4 floors to decorate, and he was most gracious, and we got to know each other. And then I saw his own ability to have events because Vonnie's was really a happening. I mean, it was, my goodness, like a big convention sort of thing. And when Jarvey started his pre-Grammy galas, they were very well organized and beautifully orchestrated. The first one that he had was over at the hotel on San Vicente and Sunset. I'm not quite recalling the name of that hotel, but I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about. But it was beautifully done. And we've been friends, you know, for years now. And then, you know, when I started my organization, he came on board and was very supportive of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. And he gave me a couple of awards now. One was the Spirit Award at the Four Seasons Hotel, and the one 2013 that I mentioned with the Lady in Red event. So
yes.
I am so pleased to be involved with this upcoming event that you two ladies are producing. And I'm just happy to be involved in any way that I can to help make it a success.
Yes, and we thank you so much for having us on this morning. I don't want to hog all the time because we have the illustrious, the amazing Miss Denise O'Brien online, and she is our mistress of ceremony for this year. We are so humbled and honored that she has continued on with us. She has been working right alongside me this whole time, and so I just want to give her an opportunity to share a little bit about, you know, the honorees this year. And we are honoring and also donating to Shelter Partnership, Inc., which helps and assists the homeless of L.A. County throughout the year with goods and services and programs. And so I think it's important that people understand that the MMPA Lady in Red is not just about honoring these great, great women, but it's also about giving back. And each of these women in their own right have great, great, illustrious careers and backgrounds. They come from all races and all backgrounds, but they also give back to their community. So I just want Denise to share a little bit about them.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Gail, for allowing me to work alongside you. It's very exciting. And, you know, as you know, Carmelita, you and I met on the same night when we were both honored in 2013 at the Sir Restaurant in Beverly Hills. It was such an elegant affair, and I was grateful to have my family and friends there. And the night I met you and all of the awardees, and most importantly, I got to know Jarvey a little bit better. He and I had been honored at an event earlier that year when I was honored in Hollywood as Publicist of the Year. And that's the first night that I met him, and he was standing there with his trophy and I was standing there with my trophy, and we got to know each other at that very, very first event in Beverly Hills as well. So I'm grateful to be an honoree, and most importantly, very honored that Jarvey has selected me for the past 4 years to be the Mistress of Ceremonies for the Lady in Red. And, you know, we will miss him greatly, but we will honor him hugely at the event. And not only will we be honoring Jarvey and the many people that he honored, but the friends and family, we welcome all of them. We still have tickets available for those that are listening. We have a few more tables available. We'd love to have you join us to honor the honorees that will be attending, which are Annette Tamraz, Carol Gray, Cassandra Calloway, Emily Latran, our very own Gail Gibson, who's on the radio with us today, Laverne Tillis, Ola Ray, Robbie Motter, Florence LaRue, Rodica Isabella Shadan, Sandra Scheller, Linda Kelly, and Sabina Naberg. Now, Sabina and we have a few others, Christy Oldham, Rita Jackson, Lenita Jo Fox, and Lorraine Trammell, won't be able to attend, but we'll be honoring them anyway. Some of these ladies flew from across the country in Atlanta to be here for Jarvey's services, and they chose to invest in that trip as most important. So we're going to be honoring them and sending their trophies and their special programs to them, and we wish they could be with us. But we understand all the ladies in red, not only the current 2018 honorees, but all the ladies in red for the past 9 years are invited to attend, and if they can't make it, they'll be with us in spirit in Beverly Hills, home of Jarvey Hutcherson, as Gail said. That was, you know, he was Mr. Hollywood, Mr. Beverly Hills. It's an honor to be working with you, Gail, and with all of us that are bringing the legacy forward for Lady in Red.
Yes, yes. I am. I'm super uber excited. You know, we're in the countdown week, Carmelita, as you can understand. But I also want to just let everybody know that our very own Carmelita will be performing at this year's 9th Annual Lady in Red, and we are honored. We are blessed to have you come and perform one of Jarvey's greatest songs that he loved, and that is La Vie en Rose. So, Carmelita, we want you to shine bright on Sunday evening, and so we're preparing the platform for you because that is going to be a very, very special moment in our tribute to Jarvey. And so we thank you, gracious lady, for inviting us this morning. Anyone who wants to get tickets or get sponsorships or buy tables or anything like that, they can feel free to go online to www.mmpaladyinred.com. And so I'm excited, right alongside with our mistress of ceremony and you, Carmelita, for your trust and for your involvement and for just aiding me in all that I've asked you all to do. It has been just an honor to work with you both.
And I want to jump in, an honor not only Carmelita, but Eric and James Zuli, the fabulous Eric and James Zuli, who I met the night that I also met Carmelita at the very first Lady in Red that I attended. Thank you, Eric and James, host of the show, for being who you are and for giving as you have always in the community. I'm grateful. We at Dome Entertainment love working with you at our events, and we thank you and honor you for having always honored Jarvey and the many events he's produced, you know, all these years. We're grateful.
Yes, and I also want to mention that Jarvey named an award after Eric Zuli. There is an Eric Zuli Award in his honor. So there is a definite connection, and I don't believe anything happens by accident. And I believe that Jarvey gave birth to this special event. And as you said, Gail, it's not just about honoring each other. It's about giving back to the community and doing what we can to act as servants here on earth.
Absolutely.
You know, that's basically what we're here to do. And when I do get to the pearly gates, I want to hear, well done, my servant. And that's so important
Absolutely.
To all of us. So thank you both ladies for coming on board Carmelita's Corner. And I'm expecting to do a great deal more with you ladies in the future. And definitely becoming better friends as the years progress. So I thank you for coming on board and for giving us an opportunity to hear what we're about to embark on. And I just want to also let our listening audience know that both of these ladies are very, very well accomplished. Gail, can you give us the name of your organization? I know you have a special service.
Yes, I have two. Gibson Public Relations is my PR baby, and then MyLovableLegs.com LLC is a direct sales company that specializes in designer legwear. I'm wearing very many hats. I think I was Jamaican in another life. I've got that job. And now this is This is the latest to my an additional hat that I'm wearing as the executive producer on this year's Lady in Red, and I'm excited, I'm overjoyed, I'm humbled, and I can tell you that I am just honored to be working and alongside such incredible women. In this day and age of Me Too and everything going on in the media with women who have been hurt and abused, and I did an interview yesterday, and I shared this. You know, Super Bowl Sunday, we have to remember, is also the number one Sunday that women are battered, the number one day in the year that women are battered. And so I wanted to bring attention to that, and I also wanted to make sure that we understand that women are equal in dominion and power as men. Although we may be the weaker sex, we are equal in dominion and power. And I love that when I see women standing in their power and standing in strength and in sisterhood, and we've created a sistership, Jarvi created a sistership in Lady in Red, and I want to keep that going. I have some ideas in my head that I want to announce. I don't want to reveal too much today because I've got a surprise to reveal on Sunday evening in my remarks at the event. So you don't want to leave the event early. You want to stay until I make my remarks, because
all right,
something really, really special that I want to announce to all of the past Lady in Reds and all of the current and future, hopefully, Lady in Reds to come. There is something that God has put inside of us, and I want to share about that on Sunday night. So I'm really, really, really excited and hoping that we are in sold-out capacity within the next 72 hours so that we can really honor Jarvi Hutcherson and his legacy.
And, Gail, I hope you have some of those swinging stockings. I still have mine. They are so
I still
sexy.
Have mine too. They are sexy. We can't show them off on Sunday though. We're going to be wearing long dresses.
There's one in the goodie bag, so we're excited about sharing our product line with the guest as well. Thank you so much.
And Denise, can you tell them about your organization real quick, as we're about to head off to the sunset? What's the name of
I have a few companies, and we all wear a lot of hats as ladies. My company, Dome Entertainment, Denise O'Brien Movies and Entertainment, it's an award-winning boutique PR firm, headquartered right here in Los Angeles. We work with anybody from corporations to producers, directors, actors, singers, empowered men and women from around the world. And as you heard, I'm the mistress of ceremonies, but I'm also a red carpet host and a film and event producer and a speaker. And I also have a passion to talk about domestic violence awareness. So thank you, Gail, for the number one day women are battered being Super Bowl Sunday. It's a sad situation, but domestic violence has no zip code, and I travel around the world on behalf of my nonprofit, Denise O'Brien International, which is originally Wings of Love International, a 501c3 that helps to bring awareness and bridge a pathway from abuse to emotional health, wholeness, and abundance. And there's nothing more important right now than emotional health and abundance for women, and the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. And we need to go beyond all of that. And we're really looking forward to the Lady in Red as a night to honor women and to have men by their side. So don't forget, everybody, to wear your red dresses, men to wear red accessories with their tuxes or their black suits or whatever outfits they're going to wear. We're very excited to honor women. And my goal in the world with all of my many companies is to leave a legacy for my three children and others, to other young people, to make a difference and to be empowered that they can make a difference no matter where they are in their walk of life.
Yes, and on that note, I want to give a special salute to my own husband, Jerry Pittman. He's been by my side for so many years and so supportive by making it possible for me to do my thing. And not every woman is in that position, and I really would like to see more women empowered with spouses or partners who make it possible for them to have that kind of loving support. And I also have a stepson who happens to be a football coach at Vanderbilt College, and he's a very loving and supporting person. So, you know, there's a lot of good guys out there, and we just need to give them the ability to keep it moving forward in a positive direction. I thank you again, and I thank Eric Zuli. We want you to subscribe to EasyWayNetwork.com, and more power to everybody.
Carmelita's Corner. Knocks it out of the park again. Great guest. Ladies in Red. It's going to be a great event. I've been to their events. And
I have too, and I didn't realize that the event was still going on, so I definitely am going to go and get my ticket. I love Denise O'Brien. I haven't seen her for a while. I haven't been doing the red carpet circuit that much lately, but I'm definitely going to make every effort to come to the event.
Well, I was fortunate enough to have a dance with Denise, and she's a great dancer. And the only
she's
problem,
she's a great party woman. Believe me.
She's a, the only problem with the Lady in Red event is it causes traffic jams because when they all show up with their red dresses and everything, it's quite a gala. It's really exciting.
Absolutely.
And, anyway, I did a search to see if we could get Eric out there over the waves and just have him pop in because, Reith, I'll tell you, this event, and he knows more about what's going on tonight. I mean, I know some of the stuff that's going on. It's getting so excited. But I wanted him to share some of the stuff, so I put a beeper out there to signal flares and radio waves to see if they can get him. Some people like that a moment. We got the engineers searching. Up, oh, I heard the music.
Well, you know that if you hear that theme music, that I can pop on. No,
there
actually, Dad, I'm glad that you called me. I was actually on the phone with some franchise owners and some very big restaurants for sponsoring this event. And my dad asked, I tell those people I'll call them back. But hey, guys, everybody on Radio Boomers Live. Hey, Reetha, how you doing? Dad, thank you.
I'm great.
Reetha, I'll tell you, the only thing that's a little uncomfortable is when I go to Ralph's with Eric to do some shopping, before he goes in, he has to have the loudspeaker play this theme song before he walks in.
I love it. Yeah, you know, this theme song actually has gotten some offers. I mean, people have been asking, you know, can we play the theme song at our event? Can we play that on our radio station? Like we, and by the way,
popular.
Shout out to Go Global, Radio and KABC 790 AM Radio, and you know, some of the people that are kind of jumping aboard and supporting it. A special big shout out to Voice America, which we're doing some big things with, and we're developing
Jeff
bigger
Bernard.
Things. So stay tuned for that. But I wanted to give a couple special shout outs to our sponsors that are making this event happen because, you know, the financial sponsors are the ones that, you know, keeps it afloat. And actually, we've been able to make the event a little bit better now because of these sponsors. So Inspired Images Studios, if you need set design, if you need production, they're out there in San Diego and they're building a 30,000 plus square foot studio. They've just bought the post office. So we're proud to represent
them. Post office. Yep.
Yeah, and then SoCalConnections.com, big organization in San Diego. They're going to be one of the booth sponsors. And the Safe Solutions Now is one of our title. Safe Solutions Now is actually the title sponsor for the event. Definitely check out SafeSolutionsNow.com. We're doing a lot of things with them.
Great
Beyond
people.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Appa Tacos Australia is actually going to be catering, doing the food. And thank you to Brady Farmer, who's actually the chef for P. Diddy. And a bunch of other people. He's coming in on the VIP side to bring some nice food in. EPX Group. World Prosperity Network. They're going to be announcing and talking about our cryptocurrency and our coins and stuff. Cornbread Booking Agency. So all the talents out there that are doing it the easy way and wanting to you know get those doors open to them. Reetha, you know, put the word out. We got a booking agency to help people like yourself make some money, get on stages, and get booked.
Who's who?
Biz Texter is a big Android-based app, which has been amazing for us. We can blast over 10,000 people with the press of a button through Biz Texter. And then Carmelita Pittman. Special shout-outs to Carmelita Pittman. She's donating $500 to the American Cancer Society directly. We'll be doing a big check presentation on her behalf. And really appreciate Carmelita. I mean, I recommend anybody to hire her to get involved with your project. Because we've hired her a couple times and she's brought a lot to the table and she is really people call me the skeleton key and the influencer whisperer and whatever, but Carmelita is like the secret shadow, you know, the secret bonus. You know, people don't really know how connected she is and how sweet of a heart she is. But definitely, guys, check out Carmelita Pittman. Look up Jerry Pittman on Facebook. Go follow her. And the Business Expo Center is an extra special shout out because we're partnering up with them. We're doing some big things. It's kind of becoming the headquarters for Easy Way in Orange County. And without them, we wouldn't be able to make this happen. And so if you need a venue in any possible way in Orange County, then, you know, that's where you need to go, businessexpocenter.com. And I also want to say thank you to Denise for acknowledging me and Carmelita And I wanted to appreciate Denise and give some props to Denise, because I've been friends with her for a long time. And actually, Denise is the reason we got involved with the American Chinese CEO Society, which then got us involved with the major mall. Dad, what's the name of that big mall in Orange County? It's like one of the biggest malls in Southern California.
Oh, South Coast Plaza?
Yeah, yeah, the South Coast Plaza. So the head director of public relations has been contacting us. And, I mean, it's really opened up some amazing doors. And that should give you guys an idea, too. You know, it's all about relationship equity. It's all about leveraging. And it's really about that ripple effect. And so when you get the chance to be on air, or you get the chance to put your word out, don't just put the word out for yourself. Really think of those stepping stones that have helped you get to those doorways, you know? So I really appreciate Denise. She's a good friend of mine, and, you know, she's doing her thing in a big way. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to really get fully involved in the Lady in Red. I nominated some people, and I wanted to support, but we've just been getting so busy with this event and American Cancer Society, and we're raising some good money. So pretty soon we'll be putting out a link. We'll be putting out all the information on how you donate directly to them, and we'll be doing a lot of things with the Easily Cares program. And Invest and Connect is one of our clients. That's an app that might be there, as well as NCLP, Patty Godfrey, her app. And we're doing tons of app development now with so many awesome clients. And we appreciate all the EasyWay fam out there, guys. EasyWay fam club. Just go to EasyWay fam club on Facebook. Join the family. And, you know, I have a lot of information on my girl just reminded me to say this, because it's pretty big. I want to give props to all the media that's covering. We got over 40 celebrities, actually about 50 at this point. And we just brought in, Eric Swanson, who's going to be speaking. Eric Swanson is an A-list producer for events. I'm talking about Bob Proctor, Shark Tank, you know, like the biggest people are on his stage. He's a major event producer. He'll be speaking. And then Brian Smith, the founder of Ugg Boots. I mean, it's really coming together. Like I said, over 40 VIP attendees. But Extra is going to be covering this event. Getty Images, PR Photos, Hollywood Weekly Magazine, My Holyfield TV, Voice America, Fan TV, Sensation Magazine, 790 KABC Radio is airing our commercial every week on air. Actors, Reporters, Say What Magazine, Soul Central Magazine, First Love TV, 90.3 FM FM Radio out here in Orange County. Give Back Trips TV and So Delicious TV. So far, we've had over 10 other media outlets that have contacted us that want to cover. And thank you to Evan Disney, the Magic Castle magician. He's been in America's Got Talent. He'll be performing. We've got Soul Train supporters, and it's just incredible, incredible. So, guys, and one more thing. Do I speak faster than the Micro Machines guy? You know, I don't know. I'm trying to compete with him, keep up with him, you know. We are doing a contest. Okay, let me slow down on this for the baby boomers. I got to remember this is a baby boomer show. Okay.
Go slow. For
breathe.
Us.
Breathe, Eric. All right. So we're doing a contest, and it's a drawing. And if you donate $50, which goes directly to American Cancer Society, that $50 will put your name into a drawing, which will be like a fishbowl or however we end up doing it. And every $50 you put in, you get another name. Okay. Now, let me tell you what you guys get. We're going to pick like probably three names that can win what this is. We have talked to, and guys, we're contracted. We are partners with a lot of this media. That's. I mean, people ask me how I get so much media at my events. What people don't realize is we are partnered, and we don't have to ask. It's kind of like a given. Anything EasyWay does, you're going to get 40 different media. You know what I mean? And so we've talked to a lot of the media that we deal with, Voice America, Fan TV, My Holyfield TV, the Evander Holyfield family, She TV, a lot of the radio, Actors Reporter. They're all in, and more are getting in, okay? So that means that each one of these media outlets are willing to put your interview out there. And we're talking about when we say we have a reach of 200 million plus, that's how, okay? Not just our network, but it's all the partners that we've developed with, okay? So every time you donate $50, and we'll be putting this out here pretty soon, you will get your name in the drawing. So we're going to pick a couple of these names, and this is we call it the $25,000 value mega media marketing package. Okay, and again, guys, my dad had lymphoma cancer. It was very, very tough for me, very hard. I know Carmelita Pittman does the Rose Breast Cancer Society. We've all dealt with cancer. We've all dealt with this horrific disease. And we work with Lori Booty, who's the director of American Cancer Study San Diego. I do know the money does go directly to the cancer research, and I work very closely with her. And just please support us. Please help us as much as you can, and help yourself. I can't wait to see who wins. And I'll do a live stream personally. I'll bring you guys on my live stream. I got a pretty popular live stream now. You know, I'll bring you on my radio show. I mean, we'll have a lot of fun. So, guys, just help us support, you know, help us show how EasyWay cares, you know, and then we want to support you back with that contest. And I've taken up enough air time. Unless you guys have any questions, I got to take off.
Thank you for jumping on, Eric. And okay. I knew you had some of the stats a little bit more on the about.
I have a question for Eric.
Yes, Rita.
Who sings your theme song?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. You know, it's actually a guy named Michael Dade, and he's a social media supporter. He's just, I haven't even met him in person. He's in like North Carolina or something like that. And he contacted me one day and he was like, man, you know, I see your movement and, you know, I rap, I make music, I do this, I do that. I think I can really, you know, help you with some music or whatever. And I was like, you know, okay, cool. What you got? And when I heard it, I was like, this is it. I roll the easy way. This is what I'm using when I get on stage, when I go do interviews, this is it. So, you know, his producer, his team, you know, he's great. And we, you know, he's famous now, I'm assuming. Thank you. And by the way, Retha's going to host the event with me too. Right, Retha? You're going to host the big event at the Business Expo Center with American Cancer Society?
Absolutely. I'll be there and I'm excited about hosting.
All right.
So we need the baby boomers to come out and support.
That's
well,
right.
I mean, from what I know, my dad's bringing like Knights of Columbus and veterans and a whole bunch of baby boomer stuff. And actually, we have a lot of people that have been contacting us wanting to bring people. And at this point, I'm glad I remember this. We have to charge $30 now. we have to, you know. So we for January we were. Yeah, for January it was free. Now it's $30, which, you know, $10 goes to American Cancer Society, and then, you know, we're covering the cost. The event, the cost of this event is an easy $15,000. Okay, so we're just trying to make this as spectacular as possible, and it is going to go all over the globe, but mainly Orange County, San Diego, and out Los Angeles. So you heard we have our client out there in San Diego. We have like four clients now. We have Orange County and we have Los Angeles. So it's spectacular. And if you guys want to get out there, I mean, hey, everything I just said, you can attach to. So, all right, Retha, Dad, Radio Boom was live. By the way, let's celebrate this. You guys know we're over 700,000 listeners now on Easyway Radio? How cool is that?
Not bad, not bad.
Awesome.
Not bad, yeah. All right, guys. Hi, I'm Eric Zuli, doing it the easy way. I love Radio Boomers Live. Retha Gray. Oh, by the way, Retha, we got to talk about the app development. We got to talk about some tech stuff.
All right.
A little bit of tech, yeah. Yeah, we'll keep up to that. I have some tech stuff for next week, too, believe it or not.
The baby boomers can't handle it.
So, everybody, all the baby boomers. yeah.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, Eric.
So long, Eric. Thanks for stopping in. All us baby boomers are going to be going over to Allure. You missed that one event, Reith, is down in Yorba Linda, Allure Medical Aesthetics. It's Allure. We're going to go in there and get facials done and look younger for this event. And
all
I'll tell you, Reith, it's, you know, I'm back on the wagon, Reith. I'm back on the wagon. And you know, we got My Real Earth I'm working with. You know, all this stuff. I'm trying to look a little bit younger here. And, I got back on the wagon with the health a little bit. I started slipping, and I'm not going to mention the hamburger place I go to, but, you know, I was kind of slipping off back with the chocolate chips and the burgers, and now I'm getting back with the juicing again. So I'm trying.
Well, now that you mentioned that burger has a vegetarian meat patty. It really tastes like meat. And I'm not for endorsing stuff that doesn't taste real. But it's all vegetables, and it tastes just like meat. So you can check out that burger, and you can get a skinny one, which means you don't have a bun. So there's a healthy alternative with all the good taste.
Oh, yeah. Shelley Hunt played a trick on me one time. She fixed me a burger at a little barbecue at her house, and afterwards she had a little smile on her face. She said, "How'd you like the burger?" I said, "Oh, it was all right, but, you know, I was thinking, I don't want to hurt her feelings, but it was not quite a burger that I'm used
right.
to," and she told me it was a veggie burger, but it was real dark and looked like that.
But this is wonderful. It really is good. I'm deaf on veggie burgers. I don't like them, but this is really good. But so much for that. We are so out of time, Jim.
We are so out of time, Reith.
But we've
time
got
to
so
rock
much
and roll.
Stuff coming up. And so the event this Sunday, honoring Jarve Hutchinson, the event on March 24th. We got
a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff, Reith. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Radio Boomers Live with Reith and myself, and times to get up off the couch, you know. And you really don't have to shuffle along when you're going to a restaurant. You know, keep in shape. And keep the faith, guys. We'll tune in next week, Monday morning, 10 o'clock, Radio Boomers Live. We're out.
Want to generate more leads for your business?
How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With a billion-dollar relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Mooley's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.